dear friends, family of Kevin Fulon, we have come in this place this day to perform a strange thing. We have come to celebrate the death of our brother Kevin Fulon. And my question for you, as we gather here and those also joining us online, is it possible to celebrate death? Does it make sense to do so? Because the truth is that death is a catastrophic and tragic event. When a death reaches the doors of our house or those of a relative's house, of a friend, a partner, a neighbor, he does it to take away from us the living presence of a loved one. Not the clearest and most pious memory could fill the void left by death. The remains of Kevin are here to underline his absence among us. There is no human word that may spark a light in our eyes or bloom a smile from our lips. When death comes closest to our existence, he comes to steal us of the most precious gift, which is life. And with death, we lose everything. The people we love, the world in which we have lived, and the time we have used to make so many things. Death even seems to want to take us out of the hands of the one who is the spring of life. Jesus himself, who from the cross said, my God, why have you forsaken me? The question remains, does it make any sense to celebrate death? Let us review the message of the readings we have just proclaimed. The Gospel of John has clearly stated that those who believe in Jesus are not lost, but on the contrary, they gain eternal life, and the last day they will rise up. That means they are not lost. By death, I lose my life. And with it, I lose everything, but I am not lost. I want you to be very conscious of this statement. Why? Jesus says, this is the will of my Father, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. This means that by faith, we have been introduced into the dominion of the risen Lord. By faith, we belong to Christ. And St. Paul reminded us that through baptism, which is the sacrament of faith, we have been immersed, we have been plunged in the depth of Christ to start a new life. Death cannot lose me. Death cannot lose me. But what about those who have died now? The gospel of this day has taught us about eternal life. Another life? Perhaps. Because we, men and women, are made to live this life. And how we cling to it? Life, we say. But what is this life? Don't you think that living is losing everything? If life, the more we have, the less have left. Imagine running through a forest full of brambles. Little by little, you will go losing pieces of clothing and perhaps pieces of skin, and the shedding of blood will happen between or among this forest. In the same way, to live is to fill our existence with experiences, with facts, with things, and above all, with peoples. And Jesus said, this is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believes in him may have a life. But now, not a long life, not just another life, but life itself. Indeed, those who pass away, when they die, what happens? They enter into possession of their life, of everything they have lost, of everything they have loved. Because of death, I lose everything, but with death, I earn again life. How? We don't know. But Jesus has spoken about resurrection. This means that the encounter of a person who dies is the result of that new and final action of God who renews everything. We come from God, we back from God. The most destructive and painful aspect of death is that he breaks ties, he breaks bonds with the living ones. But Jesus said, remember, and I will raise him up on the last day. It means that there will come a day when all the peoples, all the men and women, will participate in the banquet of full communion between them. Our faith and hope make that right now when we celebrate this farewell with Kevin Fallon. We don't have to say goodbye, but we say, see you later, Kevin. Because we believe in Jesus Christ, dead and risen. We can now celebrate the death of our brother. As may be expected, we have come here to do something else as well. Do you think it's fabulous to help our brother to focus his eyes to the light before him and possess more fuller life? That is what we do with our deceased brother Kevin Fallon. We pray for him. Now God help him to see the bright light before him, and to embrace in fuller way, life itself, life with God. Let us celebrate the dinner with which Jesus said goodbye to his friends, the apostles. This dinner is called the Most Holy Eucharist. We believe in the efficacy of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Celebrating the memorial of the Lord is not simply remembering the Master and taking an example, but is also to receive the energy and strength that come from his victory over death and sin. Through the Eucharist, we partake of his life, and we also receive a sign, a guarantee of our own resurrection. When we receive communion every single Sunday, or the best we can, that is also a way for us to get the guarantee of our own resurrection. And here is, free of charge, open 7 days, 24 hours for those who look for Jesus Christ to get here the pledge of our resurrection. Therefore, we know that our brother will live, and we will also live with Kevin. The prayer of this celebration accompanies our brother to eternal life. With the hope placed in the risen Jesus Christ, we don't say goodbye forever, but only we say to Kevin, see you soon. Go and meet your Creator. Pray for us, and we pray for you. That's why we turn to our Blessed Mother and we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is good all the time.